Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Great day, time to 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden. Jennifer's around, lurking around somewhere. I think she just changed her venue. Anyway,
she's trying to figure out how to get arrested since we challenged her.
That's true. The story of Jesus. This is Easter weekend. It's Good Friday. A lot of people want to talk about or hear stories about Jesus. So we have Joel Gordonson, who's written a book called The Boy from Nazareth. We're going to have him on with us in a few minutes. Plus, try to figure out how Jesus actually paid his bills. Anybody ever wonder about that? How did he? He was kind of like not Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King maybe. Had a lot of people helping him out. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, though, Richie's going to be upset because
the debt ceiling issue is upon us again.
All right, so now the United States Treasury owns the debt.
Yeah, sit down when you hear this number.
$18 trillion. $18 trillion. So the government will keep this. This debt limit is aimed at keeping the government working until October of this year. It'll be reached by that time. This is the most spend thrift. Is that the right word? Spend, they're crazy. And
yeah,
there's no, the Congressional Research Service looks at all of the background on the debt limit and sees how this, the power of the purse takes over. Congress refuses to deal with the reality of how much money is being spent. 40 cents. This time of year, well, every time of year, as far as I'm concerned, but especially now when your tax money is due on the 15th, do you really concentrate on where that money is going? 40 cents, almost 40 cents of every dollar you pay pays the interest on that $18 trillion. And these damn guys just keep spending and spending. They're all damnable. And the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, it's untenable, unspeakable, unthinkable. And yet they just keep spending.
But what they're going to do to try and get a little wiggle room, so they kind of said, hey, listen, let's just suspend the debt ceiling for a while so that we can continue to run the government.
As much as we want.
And this is when it runs out. So now that it comes back time that they have to stay under the debt ceiling again, and the Treasury Secretary, Jacob Lew, will ask them to raise the debt ceiling. But until they do that, what they're going to do is, you know, listen to this. He said he would stop issuing new debt to fill up the Civil Service Retirement and Disability Fund, whatever that means. Well, you know what it means? It means that they're going to be borrowing from the retirement funds of all of the government workers. Instead of paying into it, they're going to divert that money to help
just like they have
the debt ceiling up.
From the Highway Trust Fund, there's no money there.
Right.
From Social Security, there's no money there. From the Airport Trust Fund, there's no money there. When do we put a stop to this? Most all of us who have any consciousness at all understand how bad this is, and yet we keep electing the same moronies. They keep doing the same thing, and then they make excuses for their mistakes. Why? Under the circumstances, you ought to ask yourself that question, because you're the one who puts these people back in there that waste your money. You are responsible. Look in the mirror when you think there's a problem. There is, and it's you.
They're also going to be using our tax money that we're paying right now to give them a little wiggle room for about a month or so.
Mm-hmm. All right, food news here. Couldn't be more clear to consumers that genetically modified salmon is a food, not a drug, says the executive director of Food and Water Watch. After asking the Food and Drug Administration to evaluate GMO salmon as a food additive instead of as an animal drug. Can you imagine the way these people twist this stuff around? The FDA's animal drug review process, according to the Food and Water Watch, is insufficient to protect public health. Federal law requires the agency to review GMO salmon under a more rigorous food additive review process. So the bottom line here is, There has been a development. There are, as there are with humans, pets have. It's a big business. Hello, look at me. I got a 15-year-old bulldog, and the amount of stuff that she takes every day to keep her able to walk around and stuff is amazing. Many of you use some of the same stuff for dogs that are a lot younger. The point is that we spend billions of dollars every year on pet nutrition and pet products that are more or less the same as what you get at the drugstore, drugs for your animals. And so the folks, our friends at Monsanto, have now gone as far as to help the people who raise farm salmon to use GMO, to have modified food for the salmon so that they're modified as well. And they're using the salmon for some drug for animals. And they're also now trying to sell it in the food store. GMO tuna fish or GMO salmon. And so they're trying to figure, okay, is this the same stuff we use to make the drug? Yeah. Well, how can it be a food? The best drugs, the best things that I take for my body that are supplements come from real food. But I don't see anything in GMO food that makes it valuable. Just some food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. In a moment, because it's Good Friday and because this is Easter weekend, we'll welcome Joel Gordonson to tell us the story about that boy from Nazareth up next here on Good Day.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings from memorable Easter feasts. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Quarter after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and I have with us now Joel Gordonson, who's written a book called That Boy from Nazareth. Joel was an attorney, got a law degree from a couple of universities here in America and also the University of Cambridge. You have come from a long line of ministers, it looks like, Joel. So you have this in your blood, do you? The interest in the story, the study of Jesus and maybe in general religion. Would you consider yourself to be a religious scholar?
No, not at all. I'm definitely not a scholar, but you know, you can learn a lot by studying a long time. And there's a little bit in my genes, Doug. My great grandfather came to the United States, was actually a missionary to the Western frontier, and showed up in the middle of the Civil War. So he had an interesting time when he first came here.
So why your interest in Jesus, and why'd you write The Boy from Nazareth?
Well, real quickly, it came from a kind of a funny place, if you can imagine this simple picture that we've all experienced. I was sitting in a mall waiting for somebody, and I was watching some 12-year-old boys kind of horsing around, and later on I was reading something about Jesus, and I thought, how did Jesus get through his teen years messing around with his buddies? Because we know he was a real man, and he was a real boy. He had fear, temptations, anger. How did he get through life horsing around his buddies and still remain without sin? And then I started thinking, how would God reveal to a real 12-year-old boy that he's his son, and he has special powers that will change the world. The only thing we know about Jesus between the age of 3 and 30 from the Gospels is at the age 12, he went to the Feast of the Passover in Jerusalem and wowed the greatest religious minds of his time, and he got left behind, and those parents came back and found him. They asked him, well, where were you? Why'd you worry us? And he said, should I not be about my Father's business? Mm-hmm. So we know that he knew at the age of 12 who he was. So it was, I decided to write an engaging, exciting adventure story about Jesus coming of age at the age of 12 and how God would reveal to him who he was and his special powers. And hopefully...
This is a fiction. This is not an account, really, of what you found out about his life. This is sort of a fictional book, is it not?
Absolutely, but it's based on and respectful to the Gospels. It fills in Gospel gaps. We know there are a lot of gaps in the Gospels, but I wanted to write something where Jesus was real, Doug, and it was engaging. I mean, when's the last time anyone read something about Jesus' life where you didn't know the ending, and you weren't looking forward to the next chapter?
Right. There's something about him that captures most everybody's imagination, like, if you will, maybe to a lesser degree, the prophets or the other people who are big in other major religions. So as you think about him, as you were going through what he was like as a 12-year-old, I was thinking, and I wasn't being facetious, earlier I said, how did he pay his bills? How did he find... that's a good question. I was looking around, and there are a couple of people... who were wealthy, who chipped in to help fund him and the work that he did when he was alive. Not much gets written about them either, but you chuckled. I think that that's something... I mean, you look at the nuance...
A lot of questions everybody wants to know the answers to.
Right, exactly. A lot of nuance to the questions. And so, especially this time of year, it sort of comes up, and that's why this book is good. You referred to the books being created in mysterious and unforeseeable ways. Do you believe in automatic writing? Do you think you were inspired? Did you just get the story without thinking it? Did you just sit at a computer and just the words started coming out?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question, Doug. I mean, what artist or what writer really knows where it comes from in the end? It comes from somewhere, and you put it down on paper. But there were some fun things about where ideas came from. For example, there's a scene where, a very climactic scene, where Jesus is reading before tens of thousands of people in the temple in Jerusalem. And I had to come up with the verse from the Bible to make that very, very meaningful and climactic And I didn't know where I was going to get it. And I had to, you know, I think that I'm going to read the whole doggone Bible again to find the one verse. And then one night, literally the night before I was going to start that research, I pulled out a CD of a church service I picked up in England from a beautiful cathedral. And I just put it on. It's been sitting around for 3 years. And the lesson that came on in the middle of that CD of the service was it. It was all given to me, and I didn't have to do any research, and boy, was I glad about that.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of great stories here. If nothing else, the Bible and the things that are ancillary to Jesus' life are great stories. I think there are those of us who have different particulars when it comes to God and what God is. I think the only folly here is those people who don't believe that there is infinite intelligence or a power that's far greater than we are. And what is that energy capable of, creating a human being like Jesus and maybe others who are almost as powerful or insightful? The one thing here is that we need leadership. We need inspiration. This is a time when we need it maybe more than any other time, although I probably figure people from most eras of our history as human beings would say, oh, we really need some help now. But there is inspiration here, and I think maybe folks might find this a good read, and it certainly is an appropriate time of year to underscore the book called That Boy from Nazareth, written by Joel Gordonson, who has the experience and did the research. Oh, yeah, I love this. Don't you love this song? Joel, thank you for being here. Jesus is
hey, my pleasure,
all right. Hi, man. 21 after the hour. This is a good day.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time for a review of the top five songs from this week in 1980 for your listening and dancing pleasure. So we'd like to do this about once a week. We'll pick a year and do the top five songs from that week, or this week as it turns out. 1980 is the year. Number five during the first week of April in 1980 belonged to Kool and the Gang. Too Hot.
It's cool stuff.
It is. No, it's hot, Bridgie. It's hot. It's Kool and the Gang.
That funky jazz.
High and high, we never took the time to stop and feel the need. How those years go by.
I said it's very smooth. I've always liked him.
Yeah.
And how he presented himself.
They're a smooth band, man.
Yeah, they are.
I remember
this is, yeah, you're right. That's a good word for smooth.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is number five. This is a sort of a contrast. From Kool and the Gang at five, we go to Queen in the number four position. Like this song. Well,
this is their tribute to Elvis.
Yeah. Great pop music. Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Crank it up, Richie. Number three, Debbie Harry and her group Blondie. Call Me was number three during this week in 1980. This is a good crank up song too, Richie. Crank it up. Good week for pop music.
Yeah.
Number two, Spinners from Philadelphia.
Love it.
Working my way back to you. This is worth a minute or so of our time, Richie. Number two in the top five this week in 1980. The sound of the mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers who worked together on the Spinners in Philly. That big deep work. Story of a dumb guy.
Music was just
So simple.
It was
straightforward.
No, it wasn't. I mean, happy. listen to all the fills with just the the little violin fills there. Everything.
working my way back to you, babe. The story isn't a great story. Listen, there we go. But you can't sit still when you listen to stuff like that. And so it makes you happy, even though if you listen to the lyric line, it's a positive, hopeful song. I want to work my way back to you. Admit that I was a jerk, a burger, screwed up, and so please take me back. Number one belonged to Pink Floyd. The Brick in the Wall Part 2, number 1. And this was 1980. I was never a big fan of Pink Floyd.
They're a crazy band. They hated each other.
They did?
They couldn't stand each other.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of craziness went on with them. But
nobody was married to Yoko Ono.
Right. But they put out some genius stuff, man.
Yeah, this is good. All right, so to recap one more time, number 5 this week, Kool and the Gang and Too Hot. Number 4, Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Number 3 was Blondie's Call Me. Number 2, The Spinners, Working My Way Back to You. My favorite of all of them. Actually, I like them all. I think I like The Spinners best of all of the top 5 teams from this week in 1980. And Pink Floyd here. Another brick in the wall. It's the top 5 songs in review from this week in 1980, as we do from time to time on the Good Day program. Over the next half hour, a review of our daily poll and some of the things that are important for you to consider information-wise at DougStefan.com. Plus, Uri Geller will join us as he works his way back. I want to talk to him about how much your brain produces in terms of thoughts. How much thinking do you do in the course of an average day? How many thoughts do you have?
I'm sure he's also thinking about the Iran nuke deal.
Amazing. Yeah, maybe he is. We'll talk about that, too. All right, 20 and after, and good day.
Answering questions quickly, succinctly, and with finesse during a job interview takes practice beforehand. Expert Peter Studner says, record yourself on your smartphone until you get it right.
Remember, there's this element of show business in job search, and you have to look the look and walk the walk and say the talk. So you have to learn how to answer the most difficult questions. Why should I hire you over somebody else? How much money were you making in your previous job? Tell me about yourself.
For older workers, here's a roadmap of how to structure a brief summary of your long career. Your detailed answer should take about 90 seconds.
Start off with your education, early jobs. Show that you've evolved during your career. Put in a couple of accomplishments. Finally, to the last job. Now I'm looking for a job where I can use my skills in A, B, C, D, E, and F. Could you tell me a little bit about your company or what you do?
Peter Studner's book is Super Job Search 4. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The hour now, 27 before the new hour on the Good Day program, running up and down the line of the things that are important to you. Rich McFadden is here. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few moments. A couple of comments, I'm sure, from him on the deal made with Iran. And then I want to talk to him about what your brain produces in terms of thoughts. He's one of the most important motivators in the world. It's sort of like a cut for those of you who remember Chicken Man, one of the greatest minds the world has ever known.
Uri will love it that you're comparing him to Chicken Man.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere. So our poll this week at DougStephan.com, the usual weekend poll, going through the top 10 talk radio topics, according to Talkers Magazine, which is the most important one to you? The controversy over the Religious Freedom Acts. From Indiana and Arkansas, the federal law, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of discussion on that. The Iran nuclear negotiations, the flight that went down in the Alps, continuing focus on that, and presidential prospects for next year. Mrs. Clinton and the probe into her email, the hiring of Trevor Noah at Comedy Central, the bombing trial for the Boston Marathon. Hard to believe that it's 2 years ago. The marathon gets run in, 2 weeks from Monday, the 20th. So 2 years ago, that's when that whole thing. Isn't it amazing how the time goes woof? So tell us what you think is most important. Also at DougStephan.com today, our video is a very funny compilation of attempts by Fritz, the golden retriever, to learn how to catch food.
This is awesome.
You gotta watch.
I was watching this with my kids last week, and it's hysterical. Right. This poor dog cannot catch.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's like it's hitting the side of the face with a taco and pizza, and it's really funny.
Things like that. Our concern, question, how far are you traveling for Easter? Rich, are you going anywhere for Easter, or are you staying home?
We're not. We are local.
You are local.
We are staying local.
If you're traveling, you might register as well. Are you going within 50 miles, 50, 100 miles, 100 miles? That's right. I'm traveling. By Easter Sunday, I will have traveled, let's see, I'm going to do 460 miles today. I'll do 800 miles tomorrow, 700 miles on Sunday. So Sunday, by the end of the day, 1,500, I will have gone about 2,100 miles.
Your own personal pilgrimage.
Yes, it's a Mecca. I'm going to the Mecca of Tampa. Yes, that's a sweet ride. Okay, now, speaking of Easter, there's a story today at DougStefan.com about Easter and the celebration, the resurrection of Jesus. But what about the chocolate eggs? What about the Easter bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Who delivers these eggs? There's nothing about that in the Bible. The exact origin, then, is the question of the Easter Bunny. Clouded in mystery. There are a number of theories that we go over at DougStefan.com. One of them is that the symbol of the rabbit stems from pagan tradition, specifically the festival of the goddess of fertility, whose animal symbol was a bunny. Rabbits, as we all know, are energetic breeders, and so they have symbolized fertility. Eggs are also representative of new life as well. Richie, you believe that decorating eggs for Easter dates back to the 13th century? Churches had their congregations abstain from eggs during Lent, allowing them to be consumed again on Easter. According to History.com, in 19th century Russia, The people in the upper echelon started exchanging the decorated eggs and jeweled eggs, that sort of thing, on Easter. So, that's that side of it. The story at DougStefan.com then goes on to explain how the Easter Bunny began delivering eggs. According to History.com, the theory with the most evidence is that the bunnies came over with German immigrants. According to some of the sources, the Easter Bunny first arrived in America in the 1700s with German immigrants who settled in Pennsylvania and transported the tradition of an egg-laying hare called Osterhaus. Osterhaus. Children made nets in which this creature could be caught and then deliver the eggs, color the eggs. So the custom is spread across our country, and that's where the Easter rabbit comes from. How about that?
It's always so interesting to look back into where these things come from.
Well, did you ever have your children? I remember as a kid, we left carrots out for the Easter Bunny.
Oh, no. Nice. That's a great idea, though.
Yeah, carrots for the Easter Bunny. What's up, Doc?
Did you used to get those big chocolate bunnies and eat the ears off of them?
Yeah. They're horrible for you, but they are yummy, yummy, yummy. People are concerned about what's going on. If you're traveling this weekend, some of you may be going as the weather breaks into some of our natural beauty, the national park system in America. But be warned.
What?
The feds want you to pay more to use the national parks and our recreation areas. They're ours. I've noticed I emphasize ours. They're ours. How many dollars in your tax return are going to the system that needs $1 billion more this year to operate? $11 billion is needed overall to repair and maintain the roads, the trails, the park buildings. So, once again, money that was set aside in various bills for the National Park Service has been raided, robbed by the robber barons in Washington. There's nothing about how the government runs that doesn't get into your shorts. They are 295 million people expected to visit the National Park Service property sometime this year, and they have the infrastructure is crumbling. They have billions set aside, but the feds, they're raiding that trust fund as well. Damn that.
If you ran your business the way they run their books,
God,
you would be in jail.
Ah. Awful, awful, awful.
It's unbelievable. Awful.
Okay, so here's a good news story. We get time for one more, yeah.
One
this
more.
Brings us around to Uri, because Uri's in Britain, so we'll tie. You see how clever, see what I'm doing here, Richie?
It's pretty smart.
The story of a British couple named David and Kathleen Long, who won, let's see here, how much money? Well, in terms of Euro dollars, Euro Millions, they call it the Euro Millions lottery. They won a car and £1 million. Wait a minute, not this year, but in 2013. What are the chances of them winning the same thing over again? 283 billion to one. But guess what?
They did it.
They did it. They have won the same prize that they won in 2013.
You hear the stories, not all the time, but you hear them every now and then, where somebody hits the big ticket a couple of times. There's just a guy in the here in the States that did it.
Yeah.
The second time. He won like $5 million, then he won like $3 million.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it is. Isn't that so? What shoes do we want to walk in to follow?
They're going
to
get hit by trucks or something like that. There's no way you go through life without a good luck.
No. And the story that I was talking about with regard to the tuna fish and genetically modified foods that are looking for government approval, you can see that story and go bananas as we profile the behind-the-scenes story at DougStephan.com. Uri Geller joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week, get stunning Espresso Hevea 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood for just $2.99. Or natural strand bamboo for 41% less than our competitors. And 18-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit JDPower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. Back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
15 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and I have Uri Geller with us. His website, URIGELLER, is filled with inspiration. I was talking about brains. You're one of the brainiest people that I know, and you also understand how the mind works. The mind and the brain, some people think they're one and the same. I don't think that they are. I think the mind goes beyond the brain. Frank, what do you think? What about the mind and the definition of what the mind is?
Well,
that there is the mind, there is the brain, and then there is consciousness.
Ah, yes.
I believe that consciousness is at the spiritual angle, the spiritual arena of our body, mind, and soul. I believe that consciousness is massively important to connect with our mind and with our brain. I think that mind is a multi-dimensional computer. It's one of the most powerful computers in the universe, because with your mind, you can communicate with others with extrasensory perception. With your mind, you can activate your psychokinetic energies. You can make things happen. With the brain, and obviously these are all my opinions, you think. You add 2 and 2 is 4, etc. So it's very important that these three elements work together harmoniously so you create one of the most powerful minds in the universe, and it's your mind.
Did you know that the human brain produces, depending on how well developed the brain is, as many as 12,000 to 50,000 thoughts per day? Again, depending on how deep a thinker you are, most of the so-called random thoughts are about our environment, ourselves, the people we're around. It's really amazing and provocative to think about how one's mind works and how the brain works. And you did such a great job of separating the two out. And I love the fact you mentioned consciousness, because that's a whole different category. It really is. And how the subconscious mind works is even more intriguing, I think. Don't you?
Oh, very, very much so. You know, the subconscious that we all have, what we know about it is only the tip of the iceberg. Most of it lies undiscovered.
Right.
And I do believe, and this might sound like science fiction, but in 50,000 years, our minds, our brains grow, and we will have a different look. Our heads will be larger. Our eyes will be smaller, because we'll be able to communicate, obviously, telepathically. We will be able to receive and transmit images with our, you know, with our mind, but it still is developing. So as we develop, if you look at how we looked in prehistoric times and how we look now, you can imagine how we look 50,000 or a million years from now.
That's
we will awesome. Be able to travel from a point A to point Z with our bodies. We'll dematerialize and materialize in different places. We might even be able to explore the universe with our minds a million years from now.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way of looking at that. All right, you have posted on your Facebook page an open letter that you sent to President Obama. What's that all about?
Well, you know, I was very much concerned, and still am, about the deal they are going to materialize with Iran. Very, very much. I don't know where you are politically on this, Doug, but Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday came up on TV and said how worried he was, because this doesn't stop the bomb. It paves the way for a nuclear bomb. And in my letter, in my open letter, if you will, please do read it, I, you know, say things like, hey, if there will be a deliberate nuclear explosion in the Middle East, no one is talking about the winds that can carry dangerous radioactive material to the four corners of the world. So it's not just a local tragedy. It's, you know, we have to be concerned about such a horrifying occurrence wherever we live around the world. What's your opinion, Doug, about this?
Well, I think that what I haven't seen is any way to keep them from buying. It may be that this keeps them from developing, but it doesn't keep them from buying the resources from somebody else. At least that is something that I have asked about and other people have asked about. So how do you protect? It's one thing not to make them, but it's another thing to go buy it from somebody else. And, I mean, I just don't think there should be any nuclear weaponry on the planet, period. It all ought to be banned. And we sure as heck should keep other people, no matter what their philosophy, from having it. I think that it's just a scourge on mankind. It's one of those things you wonder, if you believe in a God, why was this, you know, part of free will for sure, but why was this developed? What's the need? What's the, you know, what's the end all here?
Well, this is why, Doug, I was involved at the American Nuclear Arms Reduction Treaty when I was asked by Senator Kleben Pell, who was then the head of the American Foreign Relations Committee, to bombard the Russians to sign the Nuclear Arms Reduction Treaty. Mm-hmm. And I did that. You know, I'm boasting now, but I did that successfully, and they did sign. But there's still tens of thousands of nuclear weapons around the world, and they're being built as we speak, more and more and more.
And there's no reason for it. All right, Uri, good food, Uri, good food for thought. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER, and you can probably friend him on Facebook as well. Lots of thought-provoking ideas here. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Look, you love this woman, don't you?
Yes.
You want to hold her?
Yes.
Please her?
Yes.
Then you got to try a little tenderness. The chicks love that romantic track.
Your way to the top, round and around.
Try that part right there, man.
Round and around.
Make your way to the top,
round and around.
There you go.
Way
to the top.
Round and
I knew
round.
You had it. But it's always real, so real.
Always so real.
When you're coming down.
Take your way to the top. Eddie Murphy from the movie Dreamgirls. Eddie's 54 today. This was his only Oscar-nominated role and his only role to win a Golden Globe. You have some sound from this movie, Richie?
One more.
And I want the rest of you cowboys to know something. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool. Right on.
He's so great. I miss the old Eddie Murphy.
I thought that he was great.
I was seriously disappointed with his Saturday Night Live performance last month.
He's become a jerk.
No, he's not a jerk. He's just, he just doesn't want to be that old guy anymore.
No, okay. So you can get that.
I guess that's fine.
All right, let's see here. So Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop, his first role in 48 Hours, the voices in Shrek. All those things are important. So, there you go. A remembrance of Eddie. This is not his death knell. He's 54 today. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Eddie Murphy. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Richie and I have Sean McFadden to give us a review in a moment of a movie that he and his father saw this week, plus the story behind the story with Furious 7, which opens up today as well. That's up next here on Good Day. Haven't filed your taxes yet? Remember that some of the things that you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. For example, travel to help your favorite charitable organization may be tax deductible. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget about them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free into a TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's get Sean McFadden in here, Richie's son. Richie and Sean went to see Home.
I actually didn't go see it.
You didn't go see
it? They went without me. I couldn't go.
Oh, really? Animated movie. J-Lo's in it, amongst other things. So, Sean, what'd you think?
It was pretty cool. I liked it.
What was the story about?
Yeah, tell us.
What?
What was the story about? What was the movie about?
Well, these aliens, I forgot what they're called, but they came to invade Earth. Well, not really invade. I would say come and live there and just put everybody else on Australia. So the aliens came or ran away. There's this, like, giant monster that they're running away from, so they ran to Earth. And they're like, nobody will find us here. And they moved all the humans to Australia, to Happy Humans Town. And they took over, like, somewhere in, like, New York City or something. I don't know.
Pretty good.
So, this alien named O. The girl, I think her name Tip. I think her name was Tip. She was the one. She didn't get caught and moved over there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get to the ending. Was it a happy ending?
With her mom.
Was it a happy ending?
Yeah.
Were the characters funny?
Yeah, really.
Who was your favorite?
I liked O with the car, in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the one where he's like,
all right.
He is vibrating. Is he going to explode?
All right.
That's my favorite part.
Okay. You give a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
All right, Sean. Thank you.
All right.
Sean McFadden on the radio. So, Fast and Furious, the franchise is growing. 14 years and 7 films later, this will be the biggest insanity of the weekend. All these bromances and romances, Richie, the passing of Paul, and so that's Paul Walker, who was one of the major stars. So that's going to be part of the draw to see how they finish the movie without him. $150 million in business is what Chucker says they will take in.
$120 million.
It's 120? I thought it was 150.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It'll be huge.
Yep.
So you've got to go see a movie with a dead guy in it.
And they're already working on Furious 8.
Yeah, Paul Walker will star in that one, too.
Right. Any spoilers for this?
Crazy, silly stunts, and everybody lives.
Right. There you go. All right. That's our review.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.